仙台。
外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はニュージーランド出身のペイジと、
アメリカ出身のタイラーと、
マレーシア出身のリアナ、
エジプト出身ハゼンです。
今月のテーマは日本と世界の行事です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast from the Sendai Tourism Convention, an international association, to you seasonal topics, advice for living in Sendai, and announcements in English, Chinese, Korean, and easy Japanese. My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Liana, I'm from Malaysia.
My name is Hazem and I'm from Egypt.
This month's topic is events in Japan and around the world. Today's broadcast will be in English. So I hope that everyone has been passing their days happily and healthily in the year of 2021. So we've only had 1 month and things really haven't changed since December. especially with the coronavirus. There are many wonderful traditional events and unique festivals that happen within Japan every year. But we also mustn't forget that even larger numbers happen all over the globe. We're lucky enough to have Hazem from Egypt and Liana from Malaysia. What are some really traditional events that you have back in your hometown or even in your home countries?
In Egypt, mainly the events are related even to religion. So most of the Egyptian population are Muslims. And we also have a lot of Orthodox Christians. So, for example, this month in January, we celebrate Christmas on 7th of January, not on the 25th of December, because most of Egyptian Christians are Orthodox, and we follow the Eastern Church. And 7th of January is a national holiday in Egypt. So this month was a big celebration.
How about in Malaysia?
In Malaysia, we have a lot of Muslim communities, so one of the biggest event gonna be the celebration of the Eid Fitr after the Ramadan celebration. And we also have some Chinese communities and Indian communities. They also celebrate Chinese New Year and Thai cuisine for the Indians.
Same in Egypt too, like Ramadan and feast after Ramadan. This is a big event in Egypt too. It's like Ramadan is a whole month, and just after Ramadan you have like 3 days Eid. We call it Eid, which means feast. So this is also a big event in Egypt.
What month is Ramadan?
It changes because the Islamic calendar is 11 days shorter than the Western calendar. So it changes every year. But around this time it's around springtime, between April and May.
It's really interesting about the difference in the calendar, because because Chinese New Year is celebrated in a different times. Yeah. April, right?
March, April.
And then for us in New Zealand, we celebrate the Gregorian calendar, I guess. And so the start of the new year, because we are a colony of the United Kingdom, so we have January.
Egypt, we have the New Year, Islamic calendar New Year. That also changes around there, and it's also a national holiday, I think, in Malaysia too, right?
Yeah,
so this year it was around, I think, in November, the New Year in Islamic calendar, I think.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah. So for us in New Zealand, we have it's kind of like Māori New Year, which is called Matariki, and it's when you can view, it's like the best viewing season for stars, and Māori people believe that any people who had passed away in like previous years can be seen, and they can be seen in the sky reincarnated as stars, which I think is, it's kind of similar to Tanabata, just slightly different, not so much a love story, but so much more of cultural thing of respecting those who have passed. How about in the States?
There's nothing that I can really say about the events we have in America that probably everyone hasn't already heard of. I mean, probably the most traditional one would be Thanksgiving. I think other countries maybe have festivals and different events related to eating and feasts, for instance. But in America, it's based on the very first people who first settled the continent, and they got helped out by the natives that used to live there because they had a very hard time actually getting enough food in order to make it through the winter. And so the natives there were kind enough to help them, and they had a big feast together. And at least for a very short period of time, they were not at war with each other. And so that's been passed down ever since, and it's something that we do on the fourth Thursday of November every single year. So the date also changes, not quite as much maybe as Ramadan, but it does change, so sometimes it's a little bit difficult to remember which day it is. And as far as traditional events that we have in my hometown, we have this interesting one which is called Gasparilla, which is the name of a pirate who used to live a few hundred years ago. I'm from Florida, and so that's pretty close to the Caribbean Ocean. And so during the 1800s, there were a large number of pirates who were active in that region, and he was a particularly famous one. So we kind of throw a parade and dress up as pirates. It's kind of a very traditional, interesting thing, which really only exists around where I used to live. So that's a pretty fun thing to do as well.
How about events in Japan? Are there any favorite traditional events that our guests here have?
I like when it's vacation, so I like Obon and the Nenmatsu-nechi, eating here in the field, the Golden Week.
Ah, Golden Week, yeah. Yes.
I like this is a mitzvah.
I prefer events during the summer, like during the Obon or the Tanabata, they have like fireworks. I really like them.
How about you, Tyler?
For me, I actually got the chance to participate in Dontosai last year. That happens during January, which is pretty cool out. So I don't know if you guys have heard this before, but the Japanese take all their old decorations, their New Year's decorations, which are made out of flammable materials, and they throw it into a gigantic bonfire at the Osaki Hachimangu Shrine. And another part of this festival is called the Harakamairi, where everybody, there's essentially these pilgrims who will make a pilgrimage to the shrine from different areas in Sendai. And they dress in these very traditional costumes, which don't have very many layers of clothing to them. So you're kind of naked from the waist up, and you're not wearing pants either. And this is done when it's very cold out. Especially, I don't think it's going to be done this year in its normal format. I think it might be shortened somewhat. But I actually had a chance to dress up and as a pilgrim and actually participate in
this cold.
Last year it was not very cold, so I got very lucky. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 degrees out that night. But if you were to do it this year, I think it would be very, very cold. So luckily it has been warming up in recent years in Sendai. But no, that's one of my favorite things that I've done in Japan so far. So I really recommend seeing it.
I went a couple of times to the Dontosai, like in the past years, 2 times to the Hachiman Shrine. And a lot of people are throwing their calendars and all of
they throw away like omamori because you're actually supposed to get new ones every year.
Yeah, that's true.
it's also quite cathartic to burn things as well. So it can be, for example, last year was quite a tough year for a lot of people. So I think that burning last year's calendar and things and hoping and praying for a better year this year is really it's very special, and I think
relieving.
This year in particular.
Quite relieving too.
Yeah.
That's true.
And how about New Year's holidays? How did you get to spend your New Year holiday this year? It was a little bit different to previous years.
Yeah, it was, pretty jishuku this year. Like staying at home most of the time, watching movies, cooking.
Because I'm going to graduate on March, I did my thesis writing, and yeah, it's almost finished right now. So throughout the winter holiday, I did almost the same stuff every day.
Yeah, it was kind of a Netflix and chill sort of holiday for me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Normally, you have some friends who are throwing a party somewhere, and normally I have friends that I go and do that. But this year, I mean, everybody was really pretty locked down, which is really the best way to go about doing things, especially with the spike of coronavirus cases that we've had recently. But, you know, you could at least do a little drinking, online drinking with your friends. That's something I would think is kind of an interesting sort of thing that we've had come out of this whole pandemic. People are really more tuned in to doing things online. So at least we live in a technological age where we can meet other people, our friends and family, for instance, overseas as well. I did that, talked a bit with my family and friends. So yeah, unfortunately it wasn't the most exciting one, but at least it was a safe way to pass the holiday season.
I myself spent a lot of time watching Netflix. I think that Netflix and stay at home were very key words for 2020. Watched some really great films, watched some really great international TV shows, and yeah, it was actually quite nice though to spend some time. I rung in the new year with Animal Crossing. Nomori. It was very popular this year, and I was very lucky to receive a copy from a friend as a gift, so my New Year's Eve was spent celebrating with my villagers. It was just very unique, very 2020-esque, and yeah, a great way to ring in the new year. It's not really a big event with my family, the new year, so just, you know, my parents sent me a message at like 8 p.m. their time. Happy New Year, we're going to bed. So, yeah, it was and do you know about any other famous events? Or are there any famous events around the world that you'd really like to visit someday? Rio Carnival is a really big one where people like party for, I think it's like a month on end, like block parties. Especially people who like the sunshine and being on the beach. Rio Carnival is a really big event. Another one would be Christmas markets in Germany. It's like kind of opposite, polar opposites. But Christmas markets in Germany are very picturesque. The buildings there are also really beautiful.
In my case, I love Indian food. And I would always go to Indian restaurants throughout the entire year. And during, I think, November, they have this special festival called Diwali. And every single time doing Diwali, they, sometimes it would be for one day, sometimes for several days. I think the actual event is about 5 days long in India, and they would just go all out with all sorts of different types of curries and different sorts of little treats and candies and stuff that you wouldn't normally find. And I would always go there, and I would actually pick out. It would be my favorite time, not my favorite time of year, but one of my favorite times of years. So I would like to go to India someday and actually experience it firsthand. Because we have a lot of Indians who live in America, and they always bring over their wonderful food, but I don't really get to experience those sorts of things firsthand. I can kind of imagine it and look in pictures on the internet, but I would like to maybe experience the actual festival one day. And, you know, India is decently close to Japan, at least in comparison to America. So maybe if I work up the courage one of these days and coronavirus cooperates, maybe I'll have a chance to go.
Yeah, when I was younger, in my case, when I was younger, like I wanted to go there, like for this is for party people, like people who party is like Tomorrowland, kind of. That's a big thing for young people, like early 20s. I always wanted to go there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a giant music festival in Belgium.
I think
somewhere in Europe yeah. And it's just like EDM music and party for like 3 or 4 days. So that was our last question there, and we have no announcements from Sensia this month. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you tune in again next time.